Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is your snacks bonus podcast of the holidays. Our first one. Here we go.
Our first of two.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Santa, you can sit this one out. Jack and I got it covered this year.
We're whipping out a bonus pod in today's pod. Yeah. It feels like the best one yet.
It actually is a TBOY. Jack, what's going on today? What are we whipping up?
Our first favorite story of the year is from our July 2nd episode.
TikTok is now TikTok.
Our second favorite story, we're going back to April 19th.
The Honest Company. It's got a profit puppy and it's a diaper cake.
For our third and final story, we're going back to July 1st.
Bumble's first restaurant is date friendly and spaghetti free.
You don't want spaghetti on a first date.
Bring your own bib. You got to bring your own bib to this thing.
But snackers, before we hit that wonderful mix.
A wonderful bonus pod. Jack, a bonus pod, by the way, it's like finding a third Reese's in a twin pack of Reese's.
Well, we should clarify. This is the second annual Best of Snacks album for 2021.
Hey, it's like there's an M&M in your Oreo. We're dropping our greatest hits like we're Elton John and Elton John's wardrobe assistant.
Snackers, this year we covered so many fast-moving headlines.
Yeah, that Peloton stock, it tore a tendon trying to keep up.
We covered so many Zuckings this year.
That Facebook had to change its name.
We whipped up so many takeaways.
Jack, I'm checking the inventory here. We're out of takeaways. There is a shortage of takeaways now.
Add takeaways to the Hoarder's Almanac week 92.
So snackers, Jack and I asked you for your favorite snacks pod stories of 2021.
You hit us up on social. So we did something with your answers.
Yeah, we created basically DSnat, like decentralized snacks. We threw the snacks on the blockchain.
You helped us pick these three stories from 2021 for our best of album.
Jack, we should get more specific here. We should point out that we actually got a pin dude in Jack's turtleneck to check the chassis of a bassinet.
Darlene Duncan called up Slam and Sam and ordered some thitastrosol for that thing on her thigh.
Ipso facto, Darlene, she used a super delivery app out of Chicago because, you know, Chicago does logistics.
We jumped in snack style. PFWTMs are reporting that this pod is worth 7 full lifts.
Adjusted. 7 full lifts.
In Russia, pod adjust you.
Snackers, these are your favorite snack stories and our favorite snack stories too from 2021. It's been a year.
Our best of album, Snacks 2021.
I think what we're trying to say here, Jack, is that these are the best ones yet of the best ones yet.
I couldn't have whipped that up better. Let's hit our three favorite stories.
You're tuned into Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get something legal out of the way. The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story from last summer, TikTok is now TikTok.
We picked this story because it was actually the most downloaded episode of the year.
It's like Regina George. It's the most popular and there's nothing you can do about that.
I think it was the title. Yeah. TikTok.
It's all about the intonation. Big news. TikTok is going from small videos to medium-sized videos.
TikTok's parent company, ByteDance.
Yeah.
The most important thing is that they play in two hemispheres.
That's key.
While the rest of big tech just plays in one.
Can we talk about maybe the most fundamental, important, valuable, lovely quote that drives this podcast, Jack?
I would have written you a shorter letter, but I didn't have enough time.
Let it sink in. Let it sink in.
Maybe that's a Mark Twain quote.
It may be.
But Nick and I usually have like a lot more content for this pod.
Yes.
But we want to keep it brief for you.
And it takes us more time to make it briefer. It's always hard. Your essay, your teacher is always like, make it shorter. It's going to take you 4 days to write that essay.
That's why TikTok has always been such a creative challenge for posting, because you got to squeeze it in 59 seconds.
I want to make the video about how to order the culotta from Darlene. How do I do that in 30 seconds? It took me a week to prepare.
You now have 3 minutes to talk about all of Darlene's hazelnut pumps.
Yeah, you do.
Because TikTok is officially expanding it to 3 minutes. That's the new limit for video.
Small change, huge implications.
It's now TikTok.
It's exactly. Because 3 minutes, snackers, that's kind of a big deal. That is three times as long as TikTok has always been.
It's going to mess with the algorithm.
It's
going to show you different videos now.
Totally different content.
And maybe make it feel more YouTube-y.
I mean, does this mean, Jack, we can put the intro of this podcast now on TikTok? Do we fit? Are we TikToking now?
I think we're TikTok. Talkable.
We're TikTok influencers. This is great. Let's just run with this. Let's just tell our moms that.
But the real story here isn't TikTok. It's ByteDance, the private tech giant that owns TikTok.
If you're thinking TikTok, snackers, start to think about ByteDance as well.
Last month, PFWTMs leaked that TikTok's owner, ByteDance, doubled their revenues last year to $34 billion.
Okay, so TikTok doing $34 billion. Jack, can you sprinkle a little context on that number for us?
Snapchat did $2.5 billion in revenue last year.
Okay, so Snapchat's doing a whole lot less than our buddies over at TikTok.
Facebook did $86 billion last year.
A lot more than our buddies at TikTok. TikTok, it's kind of in the meaty part of the curve of social media revenues.
Also, ByteDance has 1.9 billion users.
Yes, they do.
That's something we need to talk about
more. It is something we need to talk about, which feels like a takeaway moment. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies at TikTok owner ByteDance?
TikTok's greatest competitive advantage is that they straddle two worlds.
Funny thing, snackers, that 1.9 billion users number about TikTok, it isn't just TikTok. That's actually about TikTok and Douyin.
Douyin. Douyin is TikTok's sister app.
Yes,
it's
it is.
Chinese version only in China, but it's also owned by ByteDance.
You may not have heard about Douyin, even though you may be TikToking all the time.
It's the same short form videos. It's the same dance routines, the same makeup tutorials, the same tips for how to keep your baby cool during a heat wave, which my wife's been TikToking all week.
You got to be TikToking that. Also, slight difference here between TikTok and Douyin.
Yeah, Douyin is filtered through the Chinese censor machine. TikTok, not as much.
Otherwise, these two sister apps had the same algorithm, but different servers, same owner, but different countries.
So ByteDance has managed to straddle two worlds.
Wild.
All of the West, including North America and Europe, big markets.
Big markets.
As well as China.
But Jack, what about Facebook? How about them?
It's been banned in China since the start.
Jack, how about Snapchat?
Also blocked in China.
Jack, how about Google?
Google's not in China because open internet search is illegal in China.
So snackers, TikTok's owner ByteDance could become the first tech company to hit a whopping 4 billion users because it straddles two worlds with two apps.
The rest of big tech is just in the West. I'll tell you, that takeaway feels even bigger now. TikTok is the only social media company doing business in both China and the US.
Yeah, LinkedIn looked in the mirror, was like, what am I doing here?
TikTok is like the Berlin Wall. It straddles like the East and the West.
But snackers, for our second story, this one's from last spring. The Honest Company, it has a profit puppy and it's a diaper cake.
We picked this story for this Best Of album because it was the most memorable story to us personally.
Yeah, it was our first pod back after you'd taken paternity leave, and it felt like it was the right kind of topic.
I was qualified to do this story because I knew how to do a diaper.
Yeah, you were halfway through the bassinet.
Spoken like a true podfather.
Jessica Alba's startup, The Honest Company, just filed to IPO.
It's going to be a stock soon, but everything at Honest starts with diapers.
I mean, Jack, to kick this off, you know what we got to do. Can you IMDb me on Jessica Alba right now?
Jessica Alba, Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
You almost forgot Sin City, Nick, but she was the star in Sin City.
Yeah, because that movie scares me.
And she was also in that movie with that comedian. What's his name?
You sound like my mom describing a movie.
No, Penguin movie with a comedian. Some snacker will tweet it at us.
Fun fact, she was in Nickelodeon's Secret World of Alex Mack.
Really?
Yeah, she was. Huh. But then in 2011, she started The Honest Company, direct-to-consumer personal household goods.
Baby.
Yeah.
Beauty, home. Those are the three tabs at the top of the website.
Picture like Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop, but more window cleaner, less CBD serum designed by an astronomer. Kind of thing.
And they're all about clean ingredients.
Yeah.
They're like, we're not using the harsh chemicals you remember from science class on the fourth row of the periodic table.
Funny thing you should mention that, Jack. 2016, Wall Street Journal hired some scientists, and they confirmed that they did contain some sodium lipofuscin sulfate.
Yeah, that's not how you pronounce it, but that's the scary thing that they pledged not to have in their products.
Yeah, and that lawsuit, it actually delayed the IPO like 5 years.
5 years ago, Honest Company. Was it being so honest?
Jessica, you laid that up for us. Now, 2020, revenues jumped 28% to $300 million. They're looking at like a $2 billion valuation at this IPO.
We jumped in the S1 paperwork. They mentioned the word passion 20 times.
Okay.
Community 43 times.
But they only mentioned profit 9 times, Jack.
Because they don't have profit yet.
They don't have a profit. But Snackers, this company, they're selling everything at The Honest Company, from laundry detergent to wrinkle cream. But there's one statistic that Jack and I were totally shocked by.
46% of first-time customers at Honest Company, they include diapers in their shopping cart.
True story. So nearly half of The Honest Company's customers begin their journey with Honest Company by buying a diaper.
I wish this was a paid ad from The Honest Company. It's not.
No, it's not.
But I do have Honest Company diapers.
Full disclosure.
On my baby Wilder right now. We're going through like 8 of them a day.
Then Jack and I were like, okay, so they're really into the diapers probably at this company. We dove in further, Snack Style. Get this. They got something called the $99 diaper cake.
This looks like a wedding cake.
Yeah, it does.
With like 3 layers, but instead of frosting and like cake batter, it's just diapers. And it's like wrapped in the plastic wrap like a bouquet of flowers would be.
I mean, honestly, huge regret here, Jack. I mean, this is how you become the queen of the baby shower. You bring the diaper cake.
Nick sent me a 4-pack of Sip of Sunshine to congratulate me for having a baby. You should have sent the diaper cake.
I probably should have sent the diaper cake. But the reason we think diapers are so important here is because the second purchase is what's key.
90% of second purchases include non-diaper products. And remember, half included diaper products.
So you're starting with the diaper, but then you buy something else. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at The Honest Company?
First, the anchor product, then the cross-sell.
Snackers, page 22 of that IPO paperwork. Diapers aren't just a product. They say they're a strategic business acquisition tool.
Snackers, new moms and dads, they're obsessed with their baby's health, and they want the same diapers that Jessica Alba used on her babies.
The diapers are the anchor product. Maybe it leads to a diaper subscription, but the diaper also fuels sales of all the other products.
Suddenly, these new moms and dads, they're thinking, anything that can touch my baby's skin, it better be an honest product.
Jack, you may not be enjoying that Sip of Sunshine beer, but I have a feeling you're going for the wipes, the diaper cream, the shampoo, and of course, the bubble bath.
Let's just say we spent like $400 on our first Honest order.
It's aggressive. So just to reiterate here, Snackers, nearly 50% of their customers bought diapers, and then nearly 100% bought something else.
It doesn't even matter if your anchor product is profitable.
No, what matters is if your anchor product leads to the cross-sell.
Full disclosure, we have since congratulated new parents by gifting them a diaper cake or two.
You didn't do like the diaper cupcake. I'm assuming you went like 3-tier on this thing, Jack. 3-tier diaper cake.
Full disclosure. Yeah. Wilder's moved on from Honest Diapers because they didn't come in slamming salmon.
As podfather to this child, I approve of this.
Snackers, for our third and final story of the bonus pod. This one is from July 1st.
Bumble's first restaurant is date friendly and spaghetti free.
We picked this one just because it's universally relevant.
Because staining your shirt on the first date in real life in 2 years, that's a universal feeling.
Love is eternal.
Yes.
So is a dating app bistro that's built an online community.
The dating app Bumble is opening its first ever restaurant.
Unlike Bumble's app,
yeah.
Bumble's restaurant has nothing to do with an algorithm.
So I'm just going to turn things over to full disclosure here. Bumble shareholder Jack Cramer. Jack, can you give us an update on the stock from where you're sitting?
Not good. The stock's not doing well.
No, it's not. It's hard. It's down 25% since its February IPO.
It's down 19% for me. So technically, I'm outperforming here.
Not too shabby over there, Jack. Snackers, get ready to meet something called Bumble Brew, Bumble's first ever cafe in Soho, in New York, on July 24th.
We should call this a straight up restaurant because they're partnering with the restaurant group behind the restaurant, Pascal A. Jones.
Oh, yes.
No relation to Pascal's Triangle.
No, but fantastic pizza, especially the clam one, right, Jack?
Now, hilariously, when Bumble announced this 2 years ago, it got a little delayed, but they really Bumble-ified the food menu.
Yeah, the focus of the menu was actually on date friendly food. No two napkin situation dishes.
Right. They figured there'd be a lot of Bumble couples on their first date. So they didn't want like baby back ribs where you get sauce all over your face.
You don't want to be sticking that whole face into the volcanic bean burritos dip situation.
But like we said, the pandemic delayed the launch by a year. So post pandemic, they're not joking around with their menu.
It's okay. I brought another sweater with me.
If he brings a Tide to go stick,
yes.
He's a keeper.
New menu. It's mostly Mediterranean. Going to be some more of the finger food on there too.
I think they might even have a whole lobster with like a bowl of melted butter, which is the messiest dish.
I mean, that's the sixth date food you get.
You crack open the claw. Ah, my eye.
By the way, no spaghetti. Are you kidding? You want to create the Lady and the Tramp situation. I feel like that should be mandatory to serve that.
Big missed opportunity. But Snackers, 90% of Bumble users, according to Bumble's data, want to date in real life again after the pandemic.
So it makes sense they're opening the restaurant now so you can literally Bumble at Bumble.
Now, Bumble Brew isn't just a safe space for your first date with Rohan, who you've been chatting with on Bumble for a while.
No, this is what Jack and I find fascinating about Bumble Brew. It's really also a location for Bumble Biz to go down.
Bumble Biz is Bumble's LinkedIn-ish feature on the app, which is networking, interviews, looking for a mentor.
So you're not just like going to the restaurant for the first date for the lobster.
Bumble Brew could also be applicable to Bumble Fund, which is the venture fund of Bumble focused on women-led startups.
They actually are considering having pitch competitions in the back of the Bumble Brew Cafe.
So to add it all up, you can meet a co-founder,
okay,
fund a direct-to-consumer startup led by women.
Alrighty.
All over a $9 honey latte, all at Bumble Brew.
It's a delicious concoction.
Only one location is planned so far in New York City. They're just testing it out. They haven't committed to a second one. We'll see how it goes.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies doing physical things over at Bumble?
The app gave Bumble scale, but community gives Bumble relevance.
Snackers, remember this key part of the dating app industry. When a dating app is successful, you delete the app.
That's why we told you last week that Tinder is adopting more social media, not necessarily dating features.
Yeah, because they want to stay in your life just a little bit longer.
But Bumble's physical restaurant offline makes it even more relevant.
Yes.
Even if you're in a happy relationship.
I mean, married with three kids, Jack, no problem. Now your mom can Bumble with you.
Over some baby back ribs at Bumble Brew.
So Bumble's transformed from a digital commodity for 26-year-old females to a potentially lifelong value brand.
Snackers, Bumble's algorithm in their app got them to the IPO.
But the Bumble community is what could stop investors from deleting the stock.
If there's anything you take away from these takeaways,
yeah, Jack,
don't order the baby back ribs.
To be honest, I don't know if you order the baby back ribs on any date. I don't think this happened on the 2nd, the 3rd, or the 8th.
Unless there's a bathtub nearly accessible.
Yeah, this is true.
Stick to something else.
Menu strategy depends on bathroom proximity.
BYO, moist towel ad.
That's the takeaway. Snackers, time for our snack fact of the year. Not just any snack fact, our favorite snack fact of the year. This one brought to us by Neda Harara from lovely San Francisco.
You ready?
Yes, please, Jack. Here we go. All you.
The brain is the only body part that named itself.
We repeat, the brain is the only body part that named itself.
We repeat, the brain named itself.
I think we just leave it right there. That one just kind of takes care of itself. Snackers, you look not just fantastic today, but fantastic all year. And this This was our first of two bonus pods this holiday.
Next week, we got another one coming for you.
Should we share it? Should we unwrap the gift? Let's do it.
Yeah, Monday next week.
Here we go.
Get ready. Stay tuned.
Ribbons
You're
off.
You're going to get the Snacks Daily
Yank of the paper.
Year in Review.
Boom. The three big themes of 2021. And Jack and I, we sprinkled a little more onto these three themes.
Consider this an IOU.
Yes.
You're going to want to hang on to this one.
It's not a gift card.
Have a fantastic Christmas.
Yes.
Have a happy holidays.
Right back at you, Jack.
And we'll see you on the 27th.
If you know, you know.
This is Jack. I own stock of Bumble, and Nick and I both own stock of Peloton.
Robinhood Snacks, newsletters, and podcasts reflect the opinions of only the authors who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC and do not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets, Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. They are meant for informational purposes only and are not a recommendation to buy or sell any security, cryptocurrency, or investment strategy in any account. This is not an offer or sale of a security, not a research report, and is not intended to serve on the basis for any investment decision. Any third-party information provided therein does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets, Inc., Robinhood Financial, LLC, or any of their subsidiaries or affiliates. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal and past performance, does not guarantee future results. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.